Good evening, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today, we are talking chapter 15. And hold on, bear with me as I bring up the title chapter here. Probability. Chapter 15, Probability. Excuse me if I sound tired. Today's been a very long, long, long day. It is 8:30 at night. Mary is asleep. She wasn't feeling well. She had a little bit of a headache. So I gave her some medicine and that conked her out. My children are finally asleep, resting easy in their beds. Today was our children's first day back at school, which is something that both Mary and I struggled with. The idea of putting them in school, it's a decision that we don't make lightly, just given their protection and everything that goes along with putting them in school. The long and short of the story is we got lucky this year in that we were able to get them into the best elementary school in all of Rhode Island. That is not a brag. That is just a matter of fact. And it's a public school, so we don't have to pay a dime for it, which is really great. It is what it is. And originally, our kids were going to go to our local public school, and we were going to not send them in because, of COVID and everything, and we were going to homeschool them. But we got a phone call after we made the decision to homeschool that our kids got into this school that they're in now, and in order for them to go, they had to go to school. We could have done distance learning at the new school, but we just didn't feel that was right. And when they got tested by the state of Rhode Island, it was the only school in all of Rhode Island to get 100 score on their COVID preparations and the tests. So once we got that information and once we understood that they were going to be going to this school, and it's one of the better schools in Rhode Island, we decided to make the choice and send them. And if we feel uncomfortable at any point, we're going to remove them. But for now, long story short, our kids are in school. They're going every day. And we'll see what happens, man. I'm worried, but I'm excited. And our kids were in school. Mary and I spent the entire day together today, which is something that we haven't really had a chance to do a whole ton since March. And it was spectacular. But I think it was even a little too much for Mary because she was not feeling well by the end of the day. And our kids, as soon as they got home, they were tired and cranky and hungry and everything. So today has been, I started the day at work at 5 a.m., came home, got my kids to school, did everything, got the kids, ready and at school, hung out with Mary all day, came home, dinner, bedtime, the whole thing. It was a crazy day. Sorry. You're not here to hear my personal life. You're here to talk about Midnight Sun. So, but thank you for, just bearing with me through that little bit of vent. Yeah, so Midnight Sun, Chapter 15, Probability. More of the same. We are officially halfway through the book, and I still don't know what's happening. Though there is an improvement, we do understand the vision, finally. It comes relatively quickly. That Alice had and what that means to Edward and she, and how that affects Bella, which is good. I'm glad that Stephanie Meyer just went on with it in this next chapter and pretty much addresses that vision right away. I gave her a lot of crap, Stephanie Meyer, last chapter, and deservedly so. It feels cheap. It feels like a cheap trick. It feels like a cheap narrative manipulation for the sake of doing it, which I don't like. I don't like When you are in the middle of a point of view, you should be privy to all the things that happen in that point of view. A famous example of this that I always talk about is like in a show, like a television show like Sherlock. Benedict Cumberbatch is Sherlock Holmes in Sherlock. And by the way, if you have not watched Sherlock, it is at least one of my top seven favorite shows of all time. It is incredible. It's an incredible story and show and how it's all put together. It's amazing. But one of the things that the show doesn't do to you, it doesn't lie to you. It doesn't keep things from you for the sake of a reveal. Everything that Sherlock needs is in front of you. And everything that Sherlock uses to discover the mystery at the end of the episode or whatever is right in front of you. And if you can figure it out along with Sherlock, great. If you can't, well, that's okay. Sherlock will figure it out for you. But it's always upfront about what Sherlock can see. Whatever Sherlock can see, you can see. You may not have his thought process, but even then, we as viewers, even though we may not understand it or fully comprehend his thought process, we still actually see it. And for those of you who watch Sherlock, you understand what I mean. For those of you who don't, there's no real way to describe it. It's just that you are visually